I just remembered what we're supposed to do.
Yeah?
Yeah, take calls. It's called What's Bugging You.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been off track, but I'm back on track.
And it's Friday.
Yeah, and it's a three-day weekend, but we've got things to do. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be a litter bug. But call in, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try us back. We'll try to squeeze you in. Let's go to Pete. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Those misguided students at Columbia University in New York City. They're being used and manipulated, but I just wanted to give them a little bit of advice. I noticed they had the footage of the protesters burning their diplomas,
mm-hmm.
and the protesters were wearing masks, but while they were waving their diplomas around before they set them on fire, you could see their names on their diplomas. So if you're going to join the world of international intrigue and espionage, you might want to work on your tradecraft a little bit. Thank you, Bob.
Wow. I knew they were That's awesome. I saw video footage, but it was a quick little blurb, and so I didn't see. I thought about that. I go, wonder if they're covering up their names or whatever.
But just bluntly here, the stupidity. Who are you hurting by burning your own diploma? I mean,
hey, look, John Kerry, man. He threw his Vietnam medals back at the on the lawn of the White House.
Yeah.
And that did...
absolutely. It gave the lawn people something to pick up before they mowed.
And then miraculously, somehow, I guess his medals appeared at some point.
Well, they are pretty... He has those magic medals that...
Like a magic plane that flies around and doesn't produce CO2?
Yeah, like that one.
Okay.
While you're trying to save the planet.
Yeah, just checking.
And preaching to everyone else. Yeah, that one.
Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I know that I kind of harp on this stoplight, but I have tried to call so many different places to find out who is in charge of the stoplight at 98th and 39th, because they have changed the pattern so you get no green light to turn right. If they put a red light camera on there, they're going to make a ton of money because it's solid red the entire time if you have to turn right onto 39th Avenue. Somebody has got to change that light.
It's, I guess that would be a county thing, wouldn't it?
I was trying to think
39th and 98th.
Where? Because that's
98th
just
would be the other side of the interstate.
Yeah, the first street on your left, basically, yeah.
So,
where's the city limit?
I don't know, because it's changed a few times.
Yeah.
So I don't know for sure. Maybe somebody will call us and help us out, as they usually do. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
The mainstream media hates President Donald Trump so much that they are carrying so much water for the South African genocidal president. And all the reporting, they kept saying how he was ambushed. Every single one of them, from ABC, NBC, NPR, all used the same word, Bob, in the same reporting, ambush. He was ambushed. Oh, he was ambushed. No, he revealed what people like you and I and smart people already know has been going on there for years, that there's a genocide. Hey, you want to do something in life? Find somebody who loves you like the way the media loves genocidal dictators. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, there you go. What do they know about ambushes? Oh, that's right. The farmers were ambushed. That's part of the genocide. Good morning, Donald. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. After hearing everybody else, mine seems kind of mundane, but what's bugging me is people that put up grocery carts. Now, I don't put up my grocery carts because they have people, they pay to do that, and I do not want to take anyone else's job, just like self-checkout. I don't use self-checkout. I do not want to take anyone else's job. So, people, please leave your grocery carts out.
No.
Let the people do their jobs.
No.
No.
I don't know if he's trying to be facetious or funny. You're wrong. The carts become a weapon if they start rolling.
Mm-hmm.
They block parking spots and stuff, and those people that go pick up those carts also have other duties to do as well. And especially when it's this hot out, you go out there, you sweat, you come in, and you're in the cold environment.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go, "Oh, you're needed in frozen foods."
Yeah,
trust me, I've been in the grocery business.
Now, if you are putting it in an allotted slot outside, and just don't consider that putting up like taking it back in, that's okay.
Oh,
but
that's what I'm talking
about. But if you leave it in a parking spot. Well, we've already said
Craig
you're going
do
straight
bad
to hell.
To
you're
you.
Going straight to hell. and deserve it.
Don't sugarcoat it, Greg. Tell me how you really feel. Hangman, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is, would people please stop with the controversy of chemtrails? I mean, you got aircraft that are flying at 30,000 feet, and it's a heat displacement thing. So engine's hot, air's cold. Unless you have a crop duster going over your house at 75 feet spraying some, then be concerned. Otherwise, forget it. All right.
I hate to counter what people are saying today, but I used to be in your camp, and I thought it was all a tinfoil hat talk. No, it is real. Is it to the degree of something some people think? I don't know, but it is real. We have been putting certain things and chemicals in the air, cloud seeding and things like that, and it has... I don't think the American people are as aware of it as they should be, and so you don't think it's happening because it's not talked about. Well, that's not true. Let's go to Richard. What's bugging you?
Morning, Bob. Morning, Greg. Yeah, it's sad. You have someone that comes to your house to do something, send a crew of people out to do something that you didn't ask them to do to begin with, and they can't even speak enough English to articulate what they're doing.
Yeah, that's a language barrier. Not good. Ocala Bill, good morning. What's bugging you?
Bob, what's going on, brother? Hey, man, what's bothering me is that y'all don't take this segment and make it longer because the shopping cart thing was hilarious, dude. That's what's bothering me. Have a great day.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you could easily do the whole show and what's bugging you. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
How long has men been playing in women's sports now? How long has it been? Was Leia Thomas like the stamp of here we go, this is where it starts? Wasn't that like 4 years ago?
Yeah.
How long have men been playing in women's sports? And it's still happening. We're still talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, there's places that they're big holdouts, like the state of Maine, for instance.
Oh, yeah, they're trying.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll dig into some of that stuff. It's all coming up. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, huge fraud involving government credit cards. Gee, what could go wrong? Happy weekend. Happy Friday. 97.3 The Sky.